Northern medical health officers and the Northern Intertribal Health Authority are advising the public to be careful around lakes and rivers. Above average rainfall has led to high water levels and substantially higher water flows. The public is advised to avoid unstable banks around water and watch out for floating debris that will be moving quickly. They also remind the public to keep the usual safety precautions while on lakes and rivers. That includes wearing a life jacket and keeping children and non-swimmers supervised when near water. The province is looking for support from Northern and First Nations leaders to lobby the federal government to help financially with reclamation of the Gunner Mine. Minister of Energy and Resources Bronwyn Eyre has written to Fond du Lac First Nation Chief Louis Mercredi. She's asking him and other leaders to pressure Federal Natural Resources Minister Seamus O'Regan to equally cost share the mine cleanup.
We are asking the people on this list to support our effort formally on the record and to support the position that the federal government must pay its equal agreed to share for this environmental cleanup. That's the key request here.
Eyre says Ottawa has paid $14 million, while the province has committed $160 million of the estimated $280 million project. A LaRonde Wild Rice Company is expecting a small harvest this year because of the high water levels. Katie Muirhead of Against the Grain says they've already started to notice the crops being smaller than in previous years. She says harvest doesn't start until the end of August, but June is a crucial month for the growth of the plants.
Wild rice, usually I think the ideal water level is between like 30 to 40 inches. The sunlight needs to be able to reach the bottom to germinate the seed. So once the plant is established and it's becoming mature, which is like around right now when it's coming out of the water, then it can handle a little bit of higher water and changing weather conditions.
Muirhead says they usually harvest over 100,000 pounds of wild rice each year, but they aren't expecting anything close to that this summer. The University of Saskatchewan is working with the Clearwater River Dene Nation and the village of La Loche to study the Dene-Suliné language. Linguistics professor Olga Lovick says they'll try to understand why younger speakers' use of the language differs from elders. She adds the main goal is language preservation.
Just because the Indigenous languages of Canada are, many of them are struggling, and so it is so exciting to work in a community where that isn't the case, and it's really important to make sure it stays that way.
She adds use of the Dene language will be recorded, and most of the recordings will be given to the school to use in the curriculum. The boyfriend of a woman killed when a sightseeing bus rolled in Jasper National Park believes she would still be alive had the passengers been wearing seatbelts. Devin Ernest was with his girlfriend Dion DeRocher of Canoe Lake. He says they got on the off-road bus to see the Athabasca Glacier. Ernest, who's also from Saskatchewan, says the last thing he remembers is hitting the roof of the bus. RCMP say three people were killed and 24 were sent to hospital after the rollover. LaRonde RCMP would like to hear from anyone with information on a break-in at a pharmacy. The incident in the 800 block of LaRonde Avenue was reported shortly after 4 a.m. Monday. Police say two men entered the business and escaped with a significant amount of prescription narcotics. The inside of the pharmacy was also ransacked. Anyone with information is asked to contact the RCMP or Crime Stoppers. The consumer price index for June was up 0.7% from a year ago, ending a run of negative inflation that started in April.
Statistics Canada reports the turnaround from a drop of 0.4% in May matched the fastest acceleration in the headline inflation reading since March of 2011. Fueling the rise, an increase in clothing and footwear after 2 months of declines, as brick-and-mortar stores were closed due to COVID-19. Gas prices declined at a slower pace as economies reopened. Excluding gasoline, the consumer price index rose 1.2% in June. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.
NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says it's up to the Prime Minister to investigate complaints about a toxic work environment at Rideau Hall, the ceremonial home of the Governor General. Singh says Justin Trudeau has an obligation to look into the matter.
Given the complaints that have arisen, I think the Prime Minister certainly does play a role, can play a role in following up, in investigating these claims, these complaints, given how serious they seem to be.
The Prime Minister's office so far has declined to comment about complaints about the Governor General.